Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Ooh,
yeah, boy. Yeah. You're telling me I'm not...
It was
not
a true relay.
Telling me I'm not an athlete. Let's have some poetry,
oh,
shall
please.
We? Randy Reiman is riding along with us. I could listen to Randy Reiman read the phone book,
yes.
Right? Yeah. But this is a great S. Omar Barker poem. This is Horses versus Hosses.
I heard this old-time cowboy swapping off some drawling talk about them nags men used to ride what didn't like to walk. He spoke of them as hosses. So I up and asked him why he didn't call them horses. Well, a gleam come in his eye, and this is what he told me. Be it right or be it wrong, it's some salty information that I'd like to pass along. He said you go out to the racetrack or some fancy riding school, and what you'll find 'em straddle there is horses, as a rule. They wrap 'em in a blanket if they raise a little sweat, and they keep 'em in warm stables where they won't get cold or wet. Their saddle's like a postage stamp. They're combed and curried slick. Their riders bobble up and down like monkeys on a stick. Now, them pretty tricks is horses, son, but that sure ain't the word we use to call them shaggies that we rode behind the herd. Well, they maybe weren't so pretty, but they stayed outdoors at night. They might have weighed 900 pounds, all guts and dynamite. They'd lope all day on nothing but your two hands full of grass. On a Stetson full of water, they could climb a mountain pass. They swum you across the rivers. They plowed you through the sand. You and your heavy saddle, and they learned to understand which end of cows the tail was on, till all you had to do was to sit up in that saddle while they did your cow work, too. They took you where you had to go. They always brought you back, and without no fancy rations that you purchased in a sack. Sometimes they might have dodged your rope. Sometimes they bucked you high. But they were sure the apple of the old-time cowboy's eye. Now these stable, pampered critters, well, they're horses, sure enough, but them old cow range hosses, they was bred to take it tough, and that's the way they took it till they got a tougher name than these here hand-fed horses, all so delicate and tame. So you can have your horses with their highfalutin gloss. I'll take 4-footed rawhide, or in other words, a hoss.
Man, that's good stuff, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? You betcha. Randy Reiman doesn't get any better than him. Yep, good feller. All right, so we are talking about the Indian relay races. The youth start competitive racing at age 6.
6.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could have done that, right?
At age 6, yeah. Well, like I said,
we did.
Only if there was a stump. Otherwise, I couldn't get on my horse.
Well, there was one gentleman, and I thought he was going to get it done, but he didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
The horse took off, and he was still running and trying to get on.
Yep.
And I thought he was going to do the bounce.
Yeah, the running mount. He came close.
He did. He came so close.
I thought
he was going to get it done.
Gosh, no kidding. So, and if a horse gets loose, gets away.
Yeah.
The race continues.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was kind of an amazing thing to me. And I'm thinking, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they've got outriders. And I saw one of the outriders catch one of the racehorses with his rope.
Talk about big loops.
Let me tell you what, this guy had built a loop. I don't know if he had any coils left because he had such a big old loop, and he's running as fast as his horse can go with him on it.
Yeah.
Of course, the racehorse is going faster than him.
Yeah.
And as they pass, he actually got a loop on this thing. I was impressed.
Very impressed.
You know, I just wanted to stand up and remove my hat right there. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the start. All right. The start is amazing.
That is. Yeah.
So they're standing at the starting line.
Yeah. You're dismounted.
You're dismounted, standing at the starting line. Now everybody has to be mounted before they blow the horn and you can take off. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a little bit of give and take right there at the starting line.
Right.
And I can understand why, because there is no way you're going to get all five horses, all five horsemen on their horses behind the line.
Behind the line.
It's
not going to happen.
Just not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
They just blow the horn, and once everybody's on hide, then they honk the horn, and you can take off. But
well, see, that's what was interesting. We had a couple gals from California sitting behind us, you know, and they, you know, well, at Santa Anita there's a bell, and at Santa Anita there's this,
and then there's and there's a starting gate, and there's right. Yeah.
And I says, different style of race.
Honey, you're in Wyoming.
She says, how do you know when the race starts? I says, you listen for the horn.
Listen for the horn. Yeah.
Oh,
How hard is that?
But they had a blast. Their first go around.
Was it?
They had
a blast. Our good friend Scotty Ratliff, you know, gave us front row seats.
What a gentleman.
What a great man.
Gracious man. Yeah.
And we had so much fun with Scotty anyway. But the only sad part about that whole weekend is the war pony didn't get pointed to Dairy Queen.
No.
You know.
Well, Scotty got himself in trouble.
Oh, did he?
He had both his daughters with him.
And
he brought up the Dairy Queen story.
Oh, the story.
Yeah. So it was his fault. Daughter says, well, we've taken him off of sugar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he has great daughters, too.
Yeah. What sweet. Beautiful ladies.
Yeah, beautiful ladies. Beautiful,
great daughters.
Beautiful people. Yeah. 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 Well, that's all right, Scotty. When you're hanging out with Big Brother Jim and I.
Your secret's safe.
Yeah, that's right. The war pony will go to Dairy Queen.
So did he have the war pony or the Thunderbird?
You know, I don't know. That's right. I don't know which one he drove.
Powder blue.
I'll bet it was the Thunderbird.
I bet it was too.
Yeah. Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, but here's the good news. Joe Merrick is riding along with us. He's talking about riding wild horses.
There once was a time when I rode the wild horses. A young man out seeking my fortune and fame. The rush of the rhythm cuts clean to your soul, boys. And once you have felt it, you're never the same. I rode the wild horses from ocean to ocean, from border to border and all points between. The winning came easy, my steps light and breezy, headed for places that I'd never seen. It must be that far away look in their eyes. Or maybe just knowing that they'll soon be going is just enough reason to give them a try. Then one day I just couldn't ride the wild horses. The harder I tried them, the more I came down. And as they left running, their hoofbeats were drumming. And sometimes at night I can still hear that sound. Wild horses, about riding wild horses, you best put that notion right out of your mind. 'Cause as you get older, the horses get bolder, and sooner or later they leave you behind. But soon once again I will ride the wild horses, wide and handsome across the divide. My cards are all showing, and I'll soon be knowing what's waiting there on the other side. Wild horses,
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No, no doubt. Yeah, that's right. So there is a way to help support.
And they could really use your support.
Absolutely. So on their website, there is a sponsors page, mm-hmm. okay? And I know that has to do with sponsors of the teams and things like that. But in order to keep this thing going, yeah. it would be awesome if you could depart with just a little bit of that extra mm-hmm. cash,
yeah.
all right?
Yeah.
So it's simple enough. All you need to do is look up Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council.
Yes.
They have a website. So just hit the search engine.
Right.
Type in Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council.
Yeah.
All right. And you can get a hold of some people there.
Absolutely.
And they can tell you how to participate.
Well, and we're doing our best to keep it in Casper in the state of Wyoming.
We would love
you
to.
You know, if there's yeah. support there, maybe we could keep it here in Casper.
That'd,
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But even if it's not, I'm going wherever
I'm
it is.
I'm going, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I watched it one year in Gillette.
Yeah.
And it was outstanding there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Casper's closer to us. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Centrally located
right. yeah.
for us.
Right. Yep. So this is, here's a statement. I have to read this.
Okay.
I got a couple statements to read. The thrill of the race is tangible and addictive to everyone attending.
Amen.
Yes. And then Calvin Ghost Bear says, the heart pounding, the hooves, the adrenaline, the crowd, the excitement. You aren't going to get that anywhere else.
I dare you to stay in your seat.
Exactly.
I dare you.
Yes. Yes. I got to agree with him.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of exciting events. But this is one that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Of this type.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. All right, man. So make sure you make plans.
Yeah,
that was the third week of September this year.
Right.
We'll see when it's coming up next year.
Well, and it keeps growing.
It does.
You
that's
know,
right.
They're getting more and more teams.
You bet.
It's
awesome.
It's on its way.
Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Why?
Well, that's right, because we're going to do what we thought we were going to do.
What was?
Is it too soon?
It's too soon.
Okay, so stay tuned.
All right.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks, and always remember.
And don't stand behind a coffee and milk cow.
Got a little carried away there.
I was there, yeah.